You won a Stellar Award for Best New Artist, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. I won that. My first CD came out in 1998.
Okay.
And that was called How I Feel. And that song on there that everybody seemed to gravitate to was I Can Feel the Breaking of Day.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, I won the Stellar Award the following year in January 1999. I'm sorry, January 2000, I take that back,
okay,
for Best New Artist in 99. And, you know, thankfully, this is the third CD in the installment of All the Marep Brown Clark You Can Stand, and I'm just thankful. Some people, you know, don't get the opportunity to tell, to reach the masses, I want to say, and the Lord has given me three opportunities to have my ministry go further than I can physically take it. So I'm just really, really, really excited about this one and the next one and the next one and the next one.
After all of the great things that you've done, do you ever sit back sometimes and say, wow, I've made it?
Oh, you know, I always sit back and say, wow, thank you, Jesus. I feel like I'm still trying to make it. The ultimate goal is to try to meet Jesus and to not die in my sins and go to hell. So every day that I can just keep trying and keep trying and keep keeping my faith and keeping my salvation, and then, you know, doing what he told us to do, go get somebody else. That's the real goal. And, you know, I've been blessed to be able to do this full-time for the last few years, even though my husband might argue that it's been full-time. But I want to thank him. He's been really supportive of me and really been my bridge over troubled water. But I also want to thank even the listeners and thank you as a gospel announcer for really, this has been 5 years since my last CD came out in 2002. And so to have you get it and to have you play it and to even like it really speaks volumes to what God can do. Delayed is not denied. And sometimes you think he's forgotten about you, but he really hasn't forgotten at all. If you can just kind of hold on and let God operate in his time, things really have, everything really has its perfect turn.
Is it hard balancing that family life with your ministry?
You know, I'm blessed. Like I said, I have a great support system. My husband is home now with the three kids, 9, 6, and 2. And then I have other people that lend me a hand so that I can kind of, when I'm on the road like I am now, I can kind of turn my brain off and know that, you know, my children are safe. They're getting their homework done. They're eating something. I think they're eating a vegetable every now and again. But just knowing that they're fine and that until I get home, everything is taken care of. So I'm really blessed to have a great support system, and that makes it easier to kind of leave and go do what I have to do. And I asked God, when I first started, I said, don't have me leave my house going to do a job for you and not make it back. And he promised me that every time I set foot out, as long as my intentions were pure and that my goal was salvation for somebody else, that he would allow me to come back home to my family safe.
Finally, Marep, how would you explain to a person who's unsaved that they need to pick up the dream?
Oh, wow. I guess what I was saying, for somebody like me who has been saved for a while, when I say that the CD has literally saved my life, it literally has. These songs are life-changing, and they're life-saving. I got a call from somebody testifying about how they lost both of their parents, and listening to my CD, they had never even heard of me. They didn't know that, you know, this was the third CD and not just the first one. And listening to this CD ministered to them and allowed them to know that their parents were fine, their parents were in a better place, their parents were with Jesus. So this is the type of music that I'm trying to do. If you're not saved, if you're struggling, if you're going through something, abuse, or just trying to make it, this CD, there's something on this CD that's going to encourage you and allow you to make it, because it did it for me first. And so now God is sending it out to the masses so it could do it for somebody else. It's a life-saving CD.
Marep, is there a website that one can go to pick up this CD or to learn more about Marep Brown Clark?
Oh, boy, there's lots of websites. If you want to buy the CD, you can go to malaco.com. That's my record company, MALACO. com. You can go to MoretteBrownClark.com. You can go to my MySpace page. Thank you. MySpace.com/MoretteBrownClark. You can purchase it at iTunes, anywhere online, actually. You get it in any store, Amazon, Walmart, Circuit City, Best Buy. It's everywhere. And I really want to encourage people to go out and get it. This is the reason I do what I do, is so that somebody's life can be changed and somebody's life can be helped. That's the reason why I leave my husband, my children, my babies. So I'd be home in the house watching TV, watching Sanjaya or whoever get voted off American Idol. I missed it because I'm singing for Jesus. Hey, now.
All right. I heard that. Moret, it has been a pleasure. It always
is. Always a pleasure. Always, always. Hey.
Well, we thank you, and we wish nothing but the best for your project.
Thank you so much.
Your family and your ministry.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Our guest, Moret Brown Clark, on Star 94.1.